Yeah, you know, we obviously had a few good results in the last five. We was unbeaten before Tuesday. So, yeah, it's been a good run of form, but I think we need to start picking up 3 points rather than one. I think we drew the last two league games. And if we can win on Saturday against Gillingham, I think that'll put us in good stead, obviously, with the game in hand still. So.
Tuesday night was disappointing, wasn't it? It just didn't seem to click at any stage of the game, really. You came the closest to putting your side through.
Yeah, obviously, it was frustrating in the game. I think Notts County come here to do a job, and they stuck to that in the first half, frustrated our front players, and that's what they did, and they stuck to their task. Well, obviously, I got the goal, and Theo was offside, unfortunately.
But, he was sat just behind us, yeah, that's why he's referenced.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was frustrating, but nevertheless, I think the referee's made the wrong decision, but that's just how it goes in football. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, you thought the goal had gone in. Everyone thought the goal had gone in. You wheeled away to celebrate.
Well, yeah, I was off celebrating. You know, all the teammates congratulated me, and then the next thing I knew, I was running out to the left wing because they took a quick free kick, you know. So It just happens in football, and you've got to take a pinch of salt.
You mentioned the good run before that. Five away games, unbeaten in those five games. But the home form's really letting you down at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously, it's frustrating because we all want to do well, you know. We don't go out there intentionally to lose or to draw, you know. We want to do well, but I think we're going to try and put that right on Saturday against Gillingham by getting 3 points.
What's the difference then between playing away from home and playing here at the Keep Mark?
I think it's a different setup, you know. The game's based differently, obviously, when you're away from home. The other team has to come out and attack you, so it leaves gaps for our forward players to go and express ourselves. And at home, I think it's our job to come out against them, and they're doing the same as what we do away, you know. So it's a bit of a different game, but I think, like I say, we're going to put that right on Saturday and give everyone something to cheer about.
Do you think it's just maybe finding it difficult to break teams down then when they come here?
Yeah, obviously they sit back. You've seen it on Tuesday in parts, you know, they sat back and it's difficult to break down, obviously, when they're compact and they stick to their tasks and they've been drilled on what to do. So you got to use different techniques to get around them. Sometimes go through, and sometimes go down the channels and try and get cross balls in and score that way.
We were talking to Theo Robinson earlier this week, and he was telling us about the finishing sessions that you do on a Thursday. Are you involved in them as well?
Yeah, I've got Sean Goethe in now. Obviously, he's a proven goal scorer in his career, so we've got him coming in and helping all the lads do a bit of finishing on a Thursday.
Do you feel your game's getting back up to where you want to be now? Then, do you feel you're playing towards your best now?
I'd say there's still more to come, you know. I've just been trying to improve my own game and fit into the team a bit more and work a bit harder, so hopefully that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, because seemingly you've fought your way into the side, haven't you? You've had a good run in the side now recently. What do you think that's down to? What have you done differently?
I think it's just focusing on my own game and the task I have in the team and the role I've got to play in the team, you know. I've been criticised in the past for not working hard enough, and I've been trying to build that into my game just to try and obviously see everyone can see that I'm running around a little bit more.
And working hard on the defensive front as well. I remember at one point the other night you lost the ball and chased back 40 yards, 50 yards to try and get it back.
I think that's important, you know. I think if you have that mentality in yourself, then it's there for everyone to see that you're trying, and people always love a try, you know. So I think from a personal note, it's just more of a bit more maturity in my head to know that that's what people want me to do, so just do it.
What about on the personal front of things away from football as well? I know you became a dad recently.
Yeah, about 5 weeks ago I became a dad. It's the best feeling in the world, you know, and I'm really enjoying it. A bit tired at times, but
yeah, I was going to say sleepless nights.
Yeah, but my wife knows how it is, and she gets up with the baby at night because I've got to come train in the morning.
Is it hard when you've had to adapt like that? Because you will be getting less sleep, and people won't necessarily think about that with a footballer, will they? They'll think, well, you can still go out there and perform.
Yeah, it's obviously different, but it's make you more focus more on what you have to do on the football pitch, you know, because you've got people to take care of, and it's actually a life you're responsible for, so you've got to do the business.
Has it made you grow up a little bit, do you think?
I'd say so, yeah. You know, obviously I know she's been pregnant for 9 months, so it took me a while for it to sink in, and I think now it's sunk in. Now obviously she's here, so.